questions that are being and forms of assessment that are being looked at for their reliability, their predictability, and generally that they have validity. All of our assessments are administered in secure testing facilities. Now that's the assessment for record, which is put on a transcript. Prior to that, the student has the option of taking a practice assessment, which will tell them whether they have the level of mastery that they're going to need in order to do well on the final assessment, which will be the result of a letter grade and a transcript which they're going to carry for the rest of their life. So we don't want them doing poorly because they haven't had any kind of feedback or previous indicator of their level of mastery. These third-party facilities, or the secure facilities, we're using Pearson to administer these for us in highly secure facilities, using psychometric retina or fingerprint to determine that the person that is going to be awarded this credit is the person who set forth the assessment. Computer delivered. Then I already mentioned the need to display the same skill and knowledge as expected of a degree holder who came through instruction. Let me, if I may, just give you a quick. In our case, we're trying to reduce the cost of earning a credential. And thanks to OER, we're making significant progress in that direction. So looking at the content that one would use in order to prepare for these assessments, again, free. The assessments themselves, we've brought the price down. We've actually gone and reworked our assessments to reduce the price by over 50%. So we have gotten the price of the practice exam down below $50, and the exam of record, which varies a little bit depending upon the number of units of credit that it may carry, but it's going to be less than $200. Then there are some fees that are charged by the college that cover the cost of advising. There's a basic level of tutorial support that's available 24/7. And also in the interest of efficiency and cost containment, we have placed our library at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland. And we have a staff of librarians at Johns Hopkins who serve our students wherever they are in the world. So we're finding every institution does not need to have its own library. This is something that I believe is ripe for further discussion at some point. The largest cost involved in earning a degree at the present time is this capstone course. And the tuition today for that course is about $1,500. You should know, however, that the Lumina Foundation, also a big supporter of education in the United States, has created something that they're calling the DQP, the Degree Qualifications Plan. And what they have done is they've said that someone holding an associate's, a bachelor's, or a master's degree should have these skill and knowledges generic, regardless of what the area of specialization is. They should be able to read and understand complex material. They should be able to write at a basic level of competence. They should be able to do certain kinds of critical thinking and problem solving. And we're in conversation with Lumina today with the intent of developing simulations and computer assessments that might very well replace this capstone course. We may replace that in favor of this simulation. So if you do the math, a bachelor's degree normally takes 40 courses of 30 hours, 3 credits in our system, adding up to 120 credits in a semester-based program. Paying our last year's rate of tuition, if you came in with zero, you were not one of our experienced adults, but you were a younger student,